I'm Sarah Vaughan. I'm the PGC tutor for the Open University.
I'm Hannah Watson. I am a mentor at South Nottinghamshire Academy.
I'm Simon Bland. I'm student teacher here.
Okay, well done. I know it's always very difficult when you're under pressure and you've got people observing and stuff. We've picked out some really positive points from the observation and some stuff. So I've got some really good targets that we've discussed for you to work on. The starter activity was good to have a think about, relating a bit to literacy, keywords and stuff as well. A lot of the question answering was quite good, maybe thinking a bit more about how you can scaffold it, so how you can really push the more able to give more explanations, so going into a bit more depth with some of the more able, especially the instrumentalists.
Yeah.
The difference between a tutor and a mentor is the mentor is school-based, whereas the tutor is based with the university. So they'll come in and do observations every now and then, but the mentor is the person who's there day-to-day to observe lessons and give feedback and give as much support as possible.
We both felt that the pace of the lesson was very good for the first sort of two-thirds of it. You gave them a task and said they'd got 5 minutes, but actually you gave them 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So then you'd lost time, and then you did your peer feedback and said you'd got 2 minutes. And I've just written down here, how realistic is it? If you want them, if that's a valuable part of the lesson, 2 minutes is probably not long enough to do it in. The knock-on effect of all of these little things was that the beginning of the lesson was so calm and focused, and the end of the lesson felt more of a scramble, and your voice pitch went higher,
yeah,
as your stress levels increased, and we all do it, and you know, and we all know having people observing you makes you much more sensitive to the fact that you haven't done something that you've written in your lesson plan, or you haven't got everything through that you need to get done. A mentor's focus is on coaching and education, although the tutor covers that too. I take more of the bulk of the summative assessment role for actually making sure the assessment levels are accurate. So I will ask a mentor what grade a student has reached in a particular lesson, and we'll discuss the grading in terms of the overall levels of attainment for qualified teacher status.
So should I have scrapped something at that point? Because I knew I'd lost the time.
Yeah. I think being an effective tutor means that you've got to have really good, secure subject knowledge of your own. And I think it's really useful to be a practitioner currently while you're tutoring. I often refer to my own teaching experience while I'm talking to a student about the lessons that I've observed. Being a teacher has an impact on your knowledge of teaching to help coach your students.
But giving them a few more minutes to go away and improve, and then perhaps not doing the self-assessment when you've got that little time. Because I'm not sure. A good mentor would be somebody who knows themselves what good teaching is, so that when they're watching somebody else, they can see what they're doing well and how they can improve, and being able to give good quality feedback to help the student improve as well. Also, somebody who's generally quite approachable, so that the student feels that they can go and talk to them about any ideas that they've got or anything that they're struggling with, so that they can then have the support that they need. A good mentor is somebody who's open to ideas as well, so not asking the student to do everything their way, but happy for the student teacher to come and experiment with different ways of teaching or different ways of doing things, and not being afraid to let them have a go at doing that. Being able to sit and watch somebody teach and think, oh, actually, that was really good, maybe I'll try that one time, or watching something and thinking, yeah, I'm not sure about that, I would perhaps do it this way. It's quite a nice thing to be able to do, because there isn't a lot of opportunity to be watching lessons when you're busy teaching all of the time. I mean, it's only a few years ago that I did my PGCE, and it's nice now, a few years later, to be able to be a mentor and realise how far that I've come in those few years, to be in the position where I can give advice and feedback and support somebody else. It's quite rewarding to have been through that cycle. So it's good being a mentor.
What I would like to see is you giving the task, the time limit, checking that everybody has understood that, knows where they're supposed to be going to do it.
You didn't say any questions.
I do that. I have a horrible habit of always thinking, oh, and just one more thing.
Yeah,
it's like Columbo or something, but not in a particularly
and they've
helpful
gone.
Way.
They've started to move. The chairs are making a noise. They've started to chat because they're moving to the next stage. And you are going, oh, hang on a minute, hang on a minute.
Sarah knows completely what is required to pass this course and what are the common developmental needs of training teachers. She's seen me from the start, so she's got a good idea of what my needs analysis was, where I'm going, where my blind spots are likely to be. Hannah is obviously a lot closer to me, Hannah being my mentor, closer to me through this placement. They both guide me, they both make observations as to what I need, but Hannah obviously sees it closer. She sees the different relationships that I build up with students and their students that she knows a lot better than I'm ever likely to get to know them.
I'm thinking about other classes, maybe like the year nines, that might get a bit, become a bit off task. If they can see the time's going, then it's a reference for you and perhaps for them.
This is Royal Alexandra and Albert School.
They're going to do it twice. Yeah.
You could have very easily said, look, you may, if you've done this already, just go straight
just
to the second question. But if you haven't got a note, complete the first one.
Okay.
I'm Dave Smith, Open University tutor on the PGCE course. Well, the mentor is hands-on on a day-to-day basis, and so inevitably they're working within the structure and ethos of a school, and they need to help the student to perform effectively within that particular ethos and particular context. And so often their advice might well be quite clearly directed towards what is required in a certain situation. The tutor's coming in from outside, seeing the student on a much less frequent basis, and is actually unable to be in a position to give specific advice on specific contexts. So their role is always to open out the discussion, to think about what might be done in other circumstances, how else could things have been done. That's a really key difference between the mentor and the tutor. A tutor has got probably two main functions. One is trying to get the student to apply things they've read about to theories and so on to their own practice. And the other is getting them to realise that while certain aspects of their practice might be very applicable in the context they're in, that they might need to modify or adapt that practice for a different group of kids or a different school or what have you. So it's that idea of rather than focusing on the here and now, which I think is very much the mentor's role, the tutor has got to try and take them away from the here and now as much as possible and trying to get them to project possible alternative situations and alternative contexts and how they might need to change in those situations.